Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the CollegeToPros.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL Draft Stars. We've got a fantastic guest. He hails from Louisiana Tech, little JUCO before he went big time, but nonetheless, he's made his impact. He was down at the College Gridiron Showcase performing in front of NFL scouts, and we know in today's COVID society, that's a humongous, humongous opportunity. But with that said, it's none other than Justin Henderson. Justin, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
It's treating me good, man. I'm happy to be on the show, man.
Well, we appreciate you having it. And if you guys want to follow our guest, you can go on Twitter and follow him at MVME_33. And you can watch him right now as I'm watching him put up 345 at Grosseti. Look at you putting up that big weight, man. You've been doing that the whole time?
Oh, yeah, that's just something that's always been in me. I'm a weight room junkie, so that was nice to me.
You know, the great part is if you go on your Twitter feed, you see you pumping basically 350 up there. You go below, you watch your highlights, and I see you got to be jumping 9 feet in the air over a defender as you make your way downfield. So you got the springs, you got the power. Have you always been the more athletic kid, Pop Warner, Pee Wee? Were you the best kid on the field?
I always had talent around me that was just as good, but I always was the one that stood out just because, you know, the athletic ability, me jumping over people, stiff arming and, you know, going long. So that always been my pedestal over everybody else.
Definitely, and it's definitely transcended to where you're at today. So I'm curious, I mean, other positions, or if you've always been the running back or the quarterback or the guy with the ball in your hands throughout your, you know, Pop Warner, JV, varsity days?
I played pretty much everything. Little League, which you would call it Pop Warner. I played center, I played DN, I played linebacker, safety, you name it, I done played everything. When I got to high school, I played, you know, mainly running back. But my senior year, I played a little bit of strong safety. So I was, you know, both sides of the ball.
Fair enough. And that happens a lot, you know. I mean, you know, depends on the size of the school, the talent of the school, and a guy like yourself, obviously you're one of the better athletes. You're going to see a lot of action. Now, I got to ask this. Back in the day, a young Justin Henderson, just having fun in the backyard with his buddy. Who do you pretend you are when you have that football in your hand?
Well, like I used to tell him, I'm an old school type guy. So I was, you know, I like harden my game around Ricky Williams. He was my favorite running back. So every time I had the ball, I was trying to do what he did. You know what I'm saying? So that was the type guy I was modern my game around until Mark Ingram came around and I started looking at him, and I was a big fan of him. So those two was the main ones I tried to, you know, modern my game around a lot.
I love it. And especially Ricky. I mean, Ricky Williams is one of my all-time favorites. I just, you melted my heart on that one, Justin. Yeah, you're definitely my good graces now. Once again, Justin Henderson, the standout running back from Louisiana Tech. Here on the C2P, you guys know Apple Music, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our fantastic featured guests. So you had the big 2019, you go over a grand. What was it like coming back in 2020 but not putting up those big numbers that you were probably craving?
Yeah, 2019 was a historic year just for, not for us as a team, but for the school, going to 10-3 and getting that chip win against Miami. It was a great year, you know, and then me trying to build not trying. Me was building on that momentum into 2020, not knowing we was going to have a season. I still was working my tail off at home in Florida on the off season, and then COVID hit. So when I did get back to school, I went through the workouts. I did everything. And then I get a phone call saying, oh, you got to be quarantined because you was in contact tracing. So I was out for 14 days with that. And then got back, started to get back in the groove, and I was in contact tracing again. So I've been in contact tracing like four times. Yeah, contact tracing four times. And then the fifth time, now mind you, when I was in contact tracing, I tested negative the whole time. Then that fifth time I tested, I tested positive. So all that just it set me back, and then not having summer and spring, it was all over the place, and it was new to me. So, like I say, I commend the people that did have a successful season this year and didn't have to battle through that, but I had to battle through that, and it was tough.
Wow, you know, I did not. This is why I love getting you guys on the show. I did not know anything about that. I don't know how many people out there do. Right. When you were down at the College Gridiron Show, you mentioned that was a fantastic invite, and you got the opportunity to perform. And then that Wednesday, you got to sit in that conference room. How interested were NFL teams in that story that basically you were robbed of 2020 because of COVID-19?
They understood. You know, like you didn't know what was the really cause of, you know, I had a great season 2019, and 2020, it kind of fell off. So it was just letting them know what was going on, and they understood, and they know, you know, what's going on with the COVID and everything else. So I just laid it out on the table for them, and they understood where I was coming from.
That's awesome. And did you get any good feedback? And I don't mean that, you know, that might have been surprised, but these guys aren't there to, you know, treat you like best friends. You know, they don't want to overextend their gratitude towards the way they – but. Did you get any positive feedback or anything to put a little pep in your step while you were in Fort Worth that week?
Yeah, and, you know, I got – you mean, like, from the scouts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, so, you know, my agent, he tell me, like, they enjoyed the interviews. You answer every question well, and, you know, you showed out at the showcase. And so I had, good positive feedback, which, you know, carried on through my workout. And so my pro day is March 18th at Louisiana Tech. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a great time for you kids to all have these opportunities to get these pro days and have these guys see you once again and get the numbers on you. It's critical. Now, Justin, every guy that comes on the show, I have this question. If you're in the film room with these scouts, what do you think those hallmark home run abilities are at the running back position where they're going to want to bring you aboard the roster?
Well, you know, just alongside, I'm a team player. That's first. I also bring, you know, they know I can run the ball. So I also can pass block. I can catch. I can do the unselfish plays, like little things, like carrying out your fake, do all the little things. So I'll say, you know, they know I can run the ball. So I'm really good in pass pro. I'm really good in catching the ball, too, out the backfield. So I would say those two tangible things that would really stand out to them.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderfully said. How about this one? And this is your show, and we just want to make sure that we cover all the bases. What goes unnoticed? And we talked earlier on the show that you love being in the weight room, and that's evident by your Twitter feed. I mean, you're definitely putting the iron up. But you could be a film junkie, team captain, great in the community. Maybe the offense you ran in college didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, anything else these teams need to know about that you know you can do that definitely could impact and help your draft grade?
Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, like catching the ball and route running. I know that was kind of limited in the system that we ran. We was more RPO swings and screens, but I could really run routes out the backfield. I can catch, and like I said before, I can pass block. So those are the things that kind of go unnoticed, and I feel like I'm good in that. Like I say, they already know I can run the ball. I got great vision, good balance, you know, I get the yak. So my main thing, I want them to see that I can catch the ball, I got good feet work, and I also have good speed, which I will show on Pro Day on March 18th.
March 18th, Pro Day. And you're training at Grissetti in PA there, Terry Grissetti, and he's really, we talked about that as well. I mean, Terry's really done a hell of a job of building up his program and getting some top elite prospects like yourself into that facility. How long have you been there?
This would be my going on fourth week.
Oh, three, 4 weeks. Nice.
My fourth week.
Let me ask you this. Private personal question. Is Justin Henderson looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing the definition as you spend each day at Grissetti's?
Oh, yeah. So my agent, he said, I want you to take a before picture after, which they, Grissetti already do that. So they have my before picture. But I look in the mirror, I'm like, golly, I'm looking good each day. So I'm like, man, I'm slimming up. I see my, you know, I had a little abs, but I can really see my abs now. So, yeah, I can see the change in my body style.
I love it. And how about outside the game of football, Justin? I mean, if you're not worrying about training every day and preparing for the NFL draft, X's and O's and game film, you talked about weights. I'm sure that's part of your daily life. But any other passions, desires that you like doing?
Well, I'm a Christian at heart, so you know, I read my Bible and I pray. You know, I like watching ESPN, I like watching basketball. I also have a cousin that played in the league, Amari Stoudemire. I don't know if you know that name.
Yeah,
so that's my first cousin. So I grew up liking basketball. So I don't just like football. I love football, but I like basketball, and I watch other sports.
Now, I got to ask you this. Hey, Amari, now, I mean, he's a big-time player. You ever play one-on-one? You ever get the best of him?
He's a busy man. I wish I could have, though, but I do call him every now and then, you know, just to go through, you know, he went through this process. He didn't go through college, but, you know, he went through pros out of high school, so he know this process, so I, you know, text him every now and then, you know, ask questions, and he'll give me some feedback. So, I wish I would have played one-on-one. I know he'll kill me, though, because he's about 7 foot.
Yeah, I got to ask that. You never know, man. I just, like I said, sometimes, you know, sometimes those guys take it easy on you. Before we let you go, man, I got so much I'd still like to discuss with you, but we are almost out of time. We call it three and out. There's some off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'll take one. A couple.
All right. Now, we talked about you training at Terry's place, Grissetti's performance there. If you could become the trainer, when you go in there tomorrow, if you could be the trainer, what one of the trainees do you kind of want to put through a workout and watch them suffer?
That's funny because, you know, it's a lot of athletes here training too. We always say that. Like, we'll work out and we'll be like, hey, Grissetti, y'all come and try to do this rep, you know. Or Pipe, y'all come and try to do this this rep. So I say Grissetti. I just want to see him go through stuff, even though I know he's still young and he still can do it. But I just want to see him go through a couple of drills that we go through.
Definitely. And he got the attitude that I think he wants to be challenged on it. Is that fair enough? I think
he
wants you guys to say, hey, yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know, I've seen him. Yeah, like I said, I do. I think he enjoys the aspect of competing, and I think he looks at you guys, and I think he just wants to, you know, jump in. How about this one?
Right.
How about this one? Any game day superstitions?
Say it again.
Any game day superstitions?
I have to listen to gospel music. Like, that's a must. So when I get up, I'm listening to gospel music all the way to the bus. So when I get off the bus, that's when I, you know, start listening to other music. But I have to listen to my gospel music.
Well, that's excellent. Excellent stuff. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You're following
Amen.
The word. The final one. Amen, sir. Final one for you, Justin, before we let you go. Draft's going to be right around the corner. I'm sure that's going to be a weekend where you're with family and friends as you wait to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next step in your football life?
What would I have my family prepare?
Uh-huh. Best cook. Who's the best cook? What do you want them to make?
Well, you know, my people, they love to eat healthy, so I like salmon, the fish with asparagus. I really like eating healthy myself, so I'll say that. Salmon with a load of potatoes or something like that.
So, well, hey, that'll go exactly with your body style. You'll probably have 4% body fat by the time you get ready for March 18th in your pro day. But, Justin, hey,
Oh, yeah. We
appreciate you. Definitely. You're going to be ready to roll, man. I'm excited for you. Hey,
Oh, yeah. Stay
humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some time with us today.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on here.
No problem at all. Once again, Justin Henderson, the standout. And, man, I am so glad we brought him on, because, I mean, I haven't heard that, you know, basically he was robbed of the 2020 season because of COVID-19, and we know his 2019 season. This kid exploded on the scene. I mean, he was ferocious. And, again, you can check him out. His Twitter feed, it's great. You know what it is? It's a great account to follow, but it's at MVME_33. You can follow our guest, Justin Henderson. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.